Greeting Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Learning the Eternal Lesson. How many times have you told someone or have been told, I hope you learn your lesson? The reason anyone needs to learn a lesson is so that it can inform them about choices and decisions they must make going forward. The lesson most people and many Christians have failed to learn is the importance of mercy. The lesson of mercy is so important because of its eternal ramifications. Mercy may be the one thing above all else God wants us to learn. Mercy contains aspects of all the other things God desires in mankind. The attributes of grace, forgiveness, and love are all found in mercy. Mercy is the response to those who suffer and are in need without the means to alleviate their pain or need. The world, as designed by God, is made to teach mankind the lesson of mercy. Mercy is a divine attribute. Jesus said God is merciful, and we are to be like him. God also prefers mercy to sacrifice. A sacrifice is often a ceremonial gesture where something of value is often offered or given as a way of atoning or improving a situation. There is nothing wrong with sacrifice. In fact, God has ordained sacrifice as it has its own place and role in the redemption of mankind. The point of any sacrifice in the end is and should be about the welfare of people. Mercy is greater than sacrifice and preferred to it. Mercy is not only about the welfare of others, but mercy speaks to the moral character of the individual. A sacrifice is an act or an action, but mercy is a condition of the heart. Mercy, like agape or divine love, looks beyond faults and circumstances and sees need and suffering and wants to do something about it. Mercy epitomizes the life, work, and message of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 describes Jesus as our fully human, merciful, and faithful high priest before God. Jesus is acquainted with suffering. He came to a suffering people and taught us the meaning of mercy. Going forward, we need to look for opportunities to address the suffering of mankind and be careful not to contribute to it. This is what mercy does. Happy or blessed are the merciful, because they shall receive or attain mercy. James chapter 2, verses 13 tells us, if we fail to show mercy in the judgment, we will receive none. This is why Jesus said to the Pharisees to go and learn this lesson, that I desire mercy and not sacrifice. This lesson is one we all need to learn and abide by because of the eternal consequences of not doing so. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. And be sure to download our mobile app on your phone or mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. You can get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. And as always, remember, to fear God and keep His commandments.